Because there's something about what David represents and the quality of joy and light that he brings into the world. And that is really very important. Let's feel my way into this a bit. Because why do I want to do this, really? And obviously, I'm going to come back to the Mabinogi and we'll continue with that. But there's something about the energy that came in with the music and the joy that comes in with that and the energy that comes in with that. Because when we're studying these important things, right, but somber things for sure, there's a certain part of us that gets weighed down. Inevitably, because we're human, because we're tired, because life's like, a bit fucking hard sometimes. And it's easy to lose the joy. It's easy to lose that kind of bounciness that comes with that joy. And David has never lost that. He is the most lovely man. First started hearing about him when probably I would have been, about 1973, something like that. I was 18 and was just starting to hear about Findhorn, and it's that period in Findhorn where they were just starting to get a lot of attention. You kept hearing started, and it was that explosion of the late 60s and early 70s, which at a time was an extraordinary time to be, you know, to be a young adult, to be 18, 19, 20, you know, because you've got this amazing music going on, you've got there's this new ideas coming, kind of. I'd just gone to Cardiff to university to, you know, said, escaped from the village.
First generation too, really.
Yes. Totally. My dad actually did go to university before me, but he went to Swansea University, he remained within his culture, so I was definitely first and only person in my family to escape from his culture. And the culture then, the culture of South Wales, there's much that I appreciate about it, of course. The deep Welsh roots, the Mabinogi, all the stuff I rabbit on about, was a great gift from that culture. But what wasn't such a great gift was a narrowness, a sort of a tendency to depression a rage that was underneath the surface. The antidote to that was in a lot of ways, was in music. Before I ever went to university, myself and my friend Paul, me, Paul, and Rich, and Cliffy, used to bond over music. Used to go and Mitch off from school as was there, and we'd go and listen to vinyl albums. I have never, and so much has the world changed. I remember, I think it was Cliffy who got a really, really great modern stereo, and he knew it was a modern stereo because when the record stopped, the wheel kept on spinning. In the older radiograms, they're so clunky, once it stopped, the wheel just stopped. There was no free flow at all. I remember us looking at it, wow, look, it's keeping on spinning, isn't that amazing? Wow, it's awesome.
That's something you really appreciate.
Very cool, Dickens. I actually am going to record.